Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Here we go again with another podcast. There's so much I have to go over. I'll tell you. And we are doing our podcast, My Wife Hates Me, from our dining room in Hillsboro. Welcome, everybody. Get these out of the way. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richfoss.com. Amazon.richfoss.com. This weekend I'm at the Stand and a couple spots at the Cellar this weekend. And Bonnie's going to L.A. Here's the deal. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm good.
Good.
Oh, what's the over-under, like, on when the dog... I don't know how to say...
When the dog barks?
Yeah, like when the dog starts barking.
7 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to pick four minutes.
I'm going for another upper endoscopy tomorrow.
I know you're really excited to get to this topic because chimed in for 1 second about something else, you're like, I'm talking about my illness, which I think everyone wants to hear about.
No, that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm talking about.
Well, you could still have a conversation. We have a whole fucking hour to fill.
Well, I got a lot
of
stuff
to talk
about.
Okay, well, you know, whatever. Then do the fucking podcast by yourself.
No, what the fuck are you coming down here? I'm getting into something. You started off then. Please, you started.
No, I did. I just started talking about something.
You said the over-under on the dog. Okay, what else do you want?
Then you gave me like this look like, excuse me.
I did not.
I'm in the middle of talking about my endocarditis.
No, I did not. No, I want to go over everything.
Go ahead then.
In case I die, where everything is and what to do.
You've already done that.
No, I didn't do it on the. I gotta put it on record.
You've told it to me 80 times. I don't remember it. I've said to you before.
Okay, so you can go back to this podcast.
Write it down.
Well, then you'll go back to this podcast.
And email it to me. And when you die, I'll check. You know the email. And I'll know.
No, you probably won't. You'll probably delete it.
Oh, what time is it?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Oh boy.
Can you stop barking, please? You're giving every people are turning.
I just sit there like outside running.
People are going to stop listening to this podcast because of the puppy. I'm telling you, nobody wants to hear a dog in the background. There's major stuff going on, and you know, in the world and in my stomach, and nobody wants to listen to you. Please, so shut the hell up. Go eat something. Give her a pepperoni stick. She loves those pepperoni sticks. She takes them and hides them and forgets where she puts them. And I'm getting my dog spayed next week, and I got a coupon. So, people, thank you for helping us out. You know, it went from, I think, $450 to $200 or something. Anyhow, so I'm getting up, and my stomach is the worst it's ever been. The worst. Last time I was driving home, I thought I was just going to explode. Whatever. Gas, who the fuck knows? Ulcer, just dying. So a couple of things to go over real quick if I die. All right, there's two wills. There's one in my safety deposit box, and I think there's one in that trunk over there. They're kind of old. We did them when we did that pilot, the will, because Kelly's in the will, my ex-wife.
Why is Kelly in the will?
Because the kids were young, I guess, for money for them or whatever. So she doesn't need it. Get her out.
I can't can't get her out of the will.
You can, yeah.
You gotta do it before you die.
We're going on record right now.
I gotta, like, find this podcast. And,
yeah.
Can we call this one Kelly's Out of the Will? So
no,
we'll
just call it The Will. Okay. Now,
you'd have to call it The Wills, because you just said you had two.
Well, they're the same one. There's two copies. There's one in my safety deposit box, I think, and one here. Or, you know, somewhere. They're in the house. But I think it's in that chest there. All my golf clubs go to Ben.
You're making it so that... I know what you're doing. You're making it so that I hope you don't die.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you. I'm making it easy for you.
No, you're making it difficult.
No, because you're absent. You won't know what to do. You'll fucking be...
Yeah,
like,
but then I have to go, like, looking around, like, digging through everything to find the will.
No. Okay.
Is it even worth it?
Yes. No. Well, the house. So... Just find the will and have someone help you that's smart. Like, my sister can help you through everything. Not some guy that's going to try to steal everything from you, from under you. Like, he'll probably get into a relationship within 2 weeks and he'll try to take all my stuff.
But with an accountant.
So all my golf clubs go to Ben, and there's thousands of dollars.
If I had a relationship within 3 weeks, I'd want all your stuff to go to that person. I'd be in love with them. I'd be like, have anything you want.
There's thousands of dollars worth of golf clubs. Listen to me. In the safety...
But what do I have to do? Like, sell them on eBay individually?
No, give them to Ben. He'll sell them and tell him you can split the money. Say, Ben, because he knows what to do. There's sets in the basement.
What if I want to keep them just as a memento?
You're not going to keep all of them. There's like five sets around the house. Downstairs.
Why do you have so many?
Three sets. I've had them through, you know, I got three sets.
Is it three or is it five?
There's three sets, and then there's a bunch of hybrids. And no, there's three and a half because my father's old set. There's tons of clubs in the basement down here.
Why don't you, why don't you start?
I sold two sets. I sold two sets. Any sneakers in the closet that are in the boxes, if they're in boxes still, they're worth at least $200 a pair.
I appreciate you telling me all this. I'm just wondering, like, how do you think it's interesting to
Well,
them?
Because they're witnesses. They're going to help you. When I die, they'll go, don't forget the sneakers.
Guys, have you listened to Bonnie and Rich's podcast? Because they need us as witnesses. So we could all just listen to that podcast.
All
the wills.
Okay, here's
there's
the
really,
most important
There's only one
thing.
Will. There's one's a copy.
This is the most important stuff right now coming up. All the sneakers, if they're in boxes, are worth at least $200 apiece. Always go through all my coat pockets, you know, like my suit pockets and coat pockets, because sometimes I put money in them or I hide stuff in them, and check all my loose sneakers for money in them.
Do you really think this is like a good thing to be saying on the podcast?
Well, no one's breaking come in to check my clothing or sneakers, but
they're going to rape me first, and then...
Well, then they should get paid for it, so...
That's gross.
Gross? Well, you brought up dumb
over
rape.
The line. Yeah, well, that's true. Someone's going to come here.
And I went over the line?
Yes.
Okay, so all the sneakers, check inside them and inside all the... My suits, give them to someone nice. I have nice suits. Now, here's the main thing. The safety deposit box. I'm giving you permission. I got to go figure that out, write it out. But your diamond ring is in there and your pearl necklace alone. Hmm. You know what I mean? So you can't lose that. That's fucking a lot of money. So, here, talk for a second. I'm not going to pick it up, but I'm going to turn off the ringer. Hello? Oh, good. I guess I didn't take the call. That was Corey Kahaney. Okay, the safety deposit box is the main thing. Your fucking pearl necklace, your engagement ring. There's a couple lighters in there. There's two cigarette lighters. They're worth like $500 apiece. You know, you can give those to, you know, my kids or whatever. And this watch. That, if I die somewhere like in a car accident or somewhere, make sure that the cops or someone... Look for my watch and my ring. This watch is worth a lot of money, you know what I mean? Like, say I... was in a car accident. And
you're
then,
so
then
fucking crazy that you like even
EMT might steal
even,
my fucking.
Yeah, you think the world is so against you that even in death you're like, don't let him take my watch.
No,
don't let him take my watch. You'll be dead. You won't give a shit what happens.
I don't want you to get screwed.
Don't worry about me at that point. You don't care about me now.
Yes, I do. Now, here's...
You don't care about me when you're dead.
Here's the last and main thing of all.
What do you think's going to happen to you when you die?
Here's... I go to heaven.
Oh, do you think that there's a heaven? That is honestly the sweetest, like... It's embarrassing, really, how many people believe in heaven.
Yeah.
The sweet, the like...
Good. Maybe you didn't see the movie with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep.
It's so... Like, we live in this fucking horrible world, and then it's like, all of a sudden, it's Disney. It's a Disney movie.
Look,
towards the light. Oh, Richard, walk towards the light. They see all these like little mice and everything, like helping you tie your shoes and stuff, and sewing your scrapes and bruises that you got in that car accident, sewing your head back on. Yeah. Towards the light, towards the light, towards the light.
Okay. It's better to believe than not believe.
That could be part of the song. It's better to believe than not believe. To do walk towards the light.
I'm telling you, it's better to believe.
You live your whole life just fucking slogging through shit and then... It's such a funny, it's like saying like, well, you go to Santa's workshop when you die. It's the same fucking bullshit.
Okay. That's, how do you know? How do you know?
That's the thing. I don't know. And neither does anyone
else.
Yes,
because people died.
No.
Yes, people come back that saw the light.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they've
not
seen
true.
The light.
And people who write books about what happens in heaven, they literally should be shot. They should be like...
How about people that died and came back and saw the light?
That's not true. They
How do
had
you know?
Some
you
kind
could,
of... Because...
There's so many of them. They're not all liars.
When you're deprived of oxygen for a while, shit happens in your brain.
All of them.
But let's say for argument's sake, that they did come back with that, you know, that they did go to heaven and come back. It's still just one crazy... It's like if a guy goes... What?
Why would you take, and you can get back to what you're saying.
Oh, can I? Oh, no, 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 no. This is done. Thank you.
No, go ahead.
No, your fucking inability to curb your reaction to a box that's been opened.
And left there. Go ahead. You're arguing a point that you don't know.
No, but okay, let me put it to you this way. Let's say I said to you yesterday... The floor opened up and I fell into it and I swam with dolphins and I flew with birds and there was, you know, magical colors and whatever. And then I came back up through the floor and was sitting on the couch. Would you be like, well, you clearly something fucked up happened. You need to go to a mental institution or you took drugs or something, right? You wouldn't believe that story.
No.
And yet, a guy who goes, oh, I died and went to heaven. People are like, it's true. It must be true. Only because it plays to the perceptions of something we already kind of believe
in. Oh, I'm so sick of like the left wing. It
doesn't have anything to do with politics. Yeah. This does not have anything to do with politics and don't try to make it.
It does. It's because all of you people that don't believe in fucking...
All of you people, it's not... Believe you, me, you are not surrounded on a daily basis with atheists going like, well, this is dumb. Well, this is stupid.
Yes,
you have one fucking person in your life who brings it up once a year. Maybe, if that.
No, so many people on Twitter, on Facebook.
No, they don't.
Oh.
And that is bullshit. There is no overwhelming, like, the atheist movement is just disgusting. Look around. It's all religion all the time.
No.
Our politics is filled with it. You go fucking in any store right now. Go look around. Go
what?
Look. Just walk around the neighborhood.
That's holidays.
Yeah, that's Christmas. That's
that's your people. Not
Christ
mine.
Mass.
Huh? That's enough of that stuff too, though. You know, I'm tired of all the Christmas stuff.
Oh, so okay. So what would you like people to just fucking talk about? So no, don't talk about not having a religion. Don't talk about having a religion.
I don't care about the Christmas religion. I don't care about that stuff. Well, here's the main thing. when I die, you got to make sure this happens. I want to get cremated. Okay? Cremated.
Oh, but not a cremated guy. This is going to take forever.
No. Get me cremated.
Hey, that bit of dust was supposed to go in his head.
And then... You don't listen, you don't...
Why, Joe? the rabbit sneezes. The guy goes everywhere. Oh, guys, we got to start over. Walk towards the light.
I want to get cremated and then go to the Shattuck Valley Golf Course where I play all the time.
You fucking... Why don't you just do the podcast by yourself? You clearly hate me. I can see it in your face. Anytime I talk, you're like, oh, I just want to hear my own voice.
No, that's not true.
Oh, if I have to hear this fucking bitch's voice one more time.
That's not true.
It is true. I can see it in your face. You have no ability to hide what you're feeling.
No, what you see in my face is pain. That's what you see.
Yeah.
Is pain that I'm feeling right now throughout my stomach and my upper stomach and my lower stomach, and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But so instead of trying to figure out what's going on with
it. Oh, really? I'm not going to the doctor?
No, yeah, you go to doctor.
I'm going to a specialist to have an upper endoscopy again.
You love getting shit stuck up your ass, don't
you? That goes through my mouth, you fucking... Don't you learn some terms? A colonoscopy's in your ass. An upper endoscopy's through your mouth.
How's that for a term?
Yeah. I want to be cremated and then go to...
I will get through this regardless.
Yeah.
If you make you fun of me.
I want to get cremated.
Okay, yeah. I was going to do it anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's stupid to fucking put bodies in the ground.
Well, you still got
to
do that.
Well, you don't get a plot if you're cremated.
You
That's the whole fucking point.
You got to get a headstone or something.
No. Yes. You get a thing.
No, people got to come visit you in a cemetery.
No.
Yes, you got to have a.
Oh, my God. You want to be cremated and get a headstone?
Not a whole headstone, a little plaque in the ground.
A plaque in the ground?
Yeah, like, yes.
So this is not a baby. He was cremated.
Sit down, talking to the mic.
I'm worried. The dog keeps fucking barking.
Well, then put her in your lap and pet her.
I'm trying, but she won't let me pick her up.
Well, you just grabbed her by the head and snapped her neck, so you don't have to worry about her barking again. Yes. You get a little plaque. I don't know how you're going to survive without me. You always say, how do I survive?
Oh, I will survive.
I don't know
I'll
how you
survive.
Can... No, it will
You
be.
Might not get a fucking plaque. I'm telling you that right now.
Yes. Where do people go visit?
Really? Is that what you're worried about when you're dead?
My daughter's going to visit
your
cemetery.
You're fucking a bit of dust at the bottom of an urn. That's what you're going to
no,
wear?
No, they come visit gonna, cemetery.
Oh, my God. The true narcissist.
No, that's what everybody...
This is what your book should be called. Where will people visit me when I die?
Yes.
That really. Is like really... That's like... That's the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard.
Oh, you're so crazy. Who would turn that into narcissism?
Where will people visit me when
my
I
kids,
die?
Yes. My
yeah,
kids.
Because you're worried that they won't have a place to cry over your...
No, let's go to daddy's gravesite.
Do you go to your brother's gravesite?
That's different.
Why?
I'm talking about kids, your kids. Okay.
How many times have you gone to your mom's gravesite?
7.
No, never.
Then why do you ask if it's never?
Because I'm making a point. You said it's different. It's kids. You're a kid to your mother, and you have never gone to her gravesite. Listen to me. I know for a fact that if she had said cremate me, you wouldn't have fucking bought a plot for her.
Oh, yeah.
You would have, like, you and your sister would have been fucking saving money left, right, and center.
No, I spent.
Oh, come on.
The last two funerals, I spent a lot of money, but they were my family, and that's what I got to do.
Oh, brother.
What? Oh, what could be wrong with my fucking stomach? Jesus Christ.
It's stress.
It's gas. It's fucking horrifying.
What did Dr. Steve say? I'm sure you asked him.
I didn't
him.
Talk to him.
Why not? Because
I get this every year.
And what? He doesn't have any... Every year at the same time of year?
No. If it was the same time of year, then it would be some kind of
allergy.
No, it's not an allergy.
No, not an allergy, Bonnie. You're not a doctor.
Yes, thank
Shut
you.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, you can keep talking. I'd like your hair straightened at least. You had it straightened?
Have it straightened? Yeah, I had it straightened by these two fucking hands right here.
Let me see. You went and got your nails done? You know, my grandmother used to do her own nails at night.
My grandmother.
Why don't you do your own nails? Do your nails.
Get some. I don't like doing my nails.
You go like this. You get all the kits and stuff. And
why don't you do your own fucking colonoscopy, you piece of shit?
I'm getting an upper endoscopy, not a colonoscopy.
Why don't you do it yourself, like a sword swallower?
Because I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm looking for either.
Yeah.
My nails.
Start doing your own nails.
I'm not going to start doing my own nails.
Want me to tell
Shut
you why?
Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It's relaxing.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, can I tell
Shut
you something? No.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't try to curse and take control.
If I feel like going to get my fucking nails done, I'll go get my nails
It's
done.
Relaxing. You sit, you watch TV, and you do your nails. My grandmother used to do that.
Tell us one more time. Tell me one more time, because I want to, the minute you say grandmother, I'm going to fucking take this mic and smash it in your face.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're violent. You always make threats.
Go ahead.
No.
Test me.
I'm not going to test you. No, because you want to kill me now, because now that you have all the information where everything is.
Rich, look, the only thing I'm going to get out of you being dead is you being dead. I already made my peace with the fact that I am 100% positive that I'm going to go and find zero in our joint bank account.
I'll show you
and
right
zero
now.
In your bank account, because you have a crazy gambling addiction.
No, you're 100%
That's where
wrong.
You go every night. You know,
where do I go every night?
I don't know what
I
you
time
do.
Time travel to a casino.
You're either like. It's either some kind
Don't
of like cocksucking ring at Walmart that you're going to.
Well, if I'm going to a cocksucking ring at
I wouldn't be surprised if it was also like, you know, like the olden days thing where they're doing the gambling behind in the alley.
Doing the gambling behind the alley or in the alley?
You know, behind the Walmart in the alley.
Shooting craps against
yes,
the wall?
Yes, yeah.
Like the old time?
Yeah.
And I wear my Kango hat like this when I play?
That's why you started dressing like that.
I wear my Kango hat, right?
You probably run it.
I run the
get rich slow schemes of Rich Voss.
Well, I
want some place people going to go when I die. They need it. They yeah. need to purge their feelings about how much they miss me. Now, where could they possibly do that? Yes, they could do it at home, I suppose. It's not the same. They need to go somewhere. Look at my yes. name.
Yeah, because they don't want, because you're going to move on. They might not want to see you. They might want to just, my daughters might want
to
go.
Well, they don't have to, if you want to think about somebody and mourn their loss of them, you don't have to go to a gravesite. You could do it in your own home. You could take a picture out of them if that helps you.
Oh, you know, that's the other thing.
You could go,
there's tons of photos.
Your daughters could go to, you know, once a year they go to, what's that restaurant we always go to?
Houlihan's?
They go to Houlihan's to celebrate your death. That's not right.
Well, here's the other thing. In that trunk there's tons of photos of my kids. Give those all to my kids. Tons.
No, I won't.
I'm
burning them along with you.
All the pictures, you know, throughout my career, the Oscar posters, this and that. They're all over the place. You keep some for your memories.
No,
and
not
give
keeping
some,
them anyway.
Give them to my kids.
I'll give it all to you. Anything that has to do
no.
with you,
and make
I will
sure they don't
kids.
Throw anything.
And
out.
I guarantee you, there'll be a lot of like, I don't want it. No, you take it.
No, don't want it.
Be the opposite of you and your sister.
And then my Writers Guild Award, if I get it.
If you win.
If I win, you can keep that. Okay. My Writers Guild Award, if I get it, if we win, because I was nominated for a Writers Guild Award. But
for what? You didn't tell them for what?
For the Oscars.
Last year's Oscars.
Last year's Oscars. Only my name's not on the list because I have to join a Writers Guild, which I sent in the information today. I'm looking at the nominations for the Writers Guild Awards, and it goes under Comedy Variety, and then it had the 88th Annual Academy Awards was one of the nominations. It had all the writers.
I hope you don't die this year. It's too late to get you in the...
What?
The Oscars memoriam.
They probably would put me in the Emmys, in the Emmy one.
No.
Yeah.
The Oscars you have a better shot at than they could at least say you were right around the Oscars. What else are they going to say about you?
Are you kidding me?
Just like legendary comedian?
On the Emmys? I've done a lot of TV stuff.
Allie, come here. Come here, baby.
Patrice was on the Emmys. He's done a lot of TV. It's not like he, you know, I mean, he did have his own show on VH1.
Okay.
And he, what I'm
so
saying.
So if I can't get you on the Emmys when you die.
Yeah.
When you're up in heaven looking down. She didn't give me a fucking plaque. She didn't get me on the fucking Emmys.
Yeah, because you don't care.
Are you going to swoop down?
You're the narcissist. Angel wings?
Come here.
Why did she bark when we only do our podcast? Then she runs away from you. She's the most aggravating little fuck. Like, if we were not doing our podcast, she wouldn't be barking.
She would just be following me around. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, she's a follower. She's not a leader. Did you already give her a pepperoni stick?
Why did you give her the fat-free? Why did you give her diet?
I only got it for her once.
This is a diet one.
It is? I don't know. I just see pepperoni sticks and I get them. You know, I don't sit there and read dog ingredients. I don't give a fuck. I just want her to have some fun and have some pepperoni sticks.
I have a pepperoni stick.
Yeah.
Diet one.
She'll eat anything. But she's getting
she's
hooked on...
not eating them because that one I saw her hide in the couch.
She hides them and eats them later. All right, anything you want to talk about? What's going on?
Your gambling addiction.
I'm not addicted.
You touched on.
Do you want to go through... I'll go online to the bank account right after and I'll show you all the money we have. So don't sit here and make false accusations.
I'm
that
not
people
making
will
false
believe.
Accusations.
Okay. You don't know... Let me tell you how dumb Bonnie is. We're playing scratch off the other day.
We're playing scratch off. Something we love, a game we love to play Sunday afternoons. Hey, you want to go play scratch off? I do.
So we're playing scratch off. I had one and she had one. And I didn't win. And she said, oh, I didn't win. So then I go, well, I had to go back into the store and get something. I go, give me the tickets. I'll go. You can put the tickets under, you know, to see if you won. Yeah, whatever. The code under one of those.
Uh-huh.
If I won things.
Mm-hmm.
And Bonnie won $2.
Oh boy.
$2.
I didn't see that.
But so I got her another ticket. No, she won a free ticket. Or $2. $2. So I got her another ticket.
It's very important to the story. And I think people are really.
Well, it has to be another ticket because in the top right hand corner of the. We left 7-Eleven. She had her new ticket. She won. Which she didn't know she won. That could have been $100,000. And she goes, I didn't win. But it was only a new ticket. I got her ticket. We're driving away from 7-Eleven. She rubs off her new ticket. And,
I rubbed one out.
She didn't,
ladies
she didn't
win.
But in the top right-hand corner, she rubs. Do I rub this? I go, yeah. And it goes.
10 times.
10 times.
If you win, this is 10 times. You get 10 times the amount.
10 times the amount. So I had to go back to the store. Because I just gave them the ticket. I didn't check it. I said, here, this is a $2 winner. Give me a $2 ticket. And they know me there, so they gave me a $2 ticket. So I went back.
They know you, so they would give you a $2 ticket when you win a $2 ticket?
Well, without checking.
Well,
there was somebody
that's
else
some
doing
crazy.
A lot. Of,
boom.
No, there was.
They'll just look at it, see no. I won,
no,
and
yeah.
give it to me.
No.
They don't make me go through any hoops.
No. There was somebody else doing lottery, so the machine was...
Hey, he's a VIP. If he won $2, give him $2.
Right. Somebody else was using the lottery machine, so they couldn't check it. So I said, this is a $2 winner. But now on Bonnie's new ticket, she rubs the top. She didn't win, but it said 10 times. If she would have won, it would have been 10 times the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the $2 ticket that I went and just dropped off, we never rubbed the top corner. And I had to go back because what if it would said, you know, 100 times? She would have won $200 or 10 times, you know. And because she doesn't, you know, I go out and buy her tickets. When I go into the store, she goes, get me a scratch and win, which we call, no one calls them scratch
in
and
Canada,
win.
In Canada, we call them scratch
yeah,
and
well,
wins.
You're not in Canada.
Put a little positive spin on it.
She calls them scratch and wins. So, you know, I go in out of the kindness and, you know, hey, let me make my wife happy and get her a scratch off. Okay, not a scratch, I went scratch off. And she doesn't know how to do it right. She fucks up, just, you know, she could have blown. I could have been working. What if it said $2 winner? Then on the top corner you never rubbed off, it said times a million. You could have been $2 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, what did it, but you didn't tell people. You went back to 7-Eleven, got the guy to get the ticket out of the garbage.
No, not out of the garbage. It was sitting right
there.
Whoa, don't exaggerate to make me look bad.
You would have if it had been in the garbage.
Well, I did. It wasn't. It was right there on the table. I said,
you
hey.
You say, hey, I didn't scratch off one of the squares. The guy was like, okay. You scratched it off. Zero. All right. Thanks, man.
And then we went out to eat, and I took everybody out to eat.
You know, for a father of this family, you're real, real dynamite, man.
And I took her to the diner.
Taking us out to eat all the time. I took you guys out to eat. I fed my family.
And then we went out and got tuna, and, you know, and at the diner. Where we go. It's a good
okay,
diner.
We went with Raina. Raina brought her friend with us.
Yeah.
And then Rich was eating off her friend's plate.
No, I took one spoonful to taste
it.
Oh,
my God.
Why do you exaggerate everything? I was eating off her plate. Like, yeah, like I pushed her out of the way and I took
you
one
were basically. It's embarrassing.
Oh, you're embarrassing. I'm starving. My stomach, I need to eat something. Those Ritz crackers, the whole wheat. They are good and addictive.
Sandy, I told you they talk about the Ritz crackers. Get in here. We want those kind. The whole wheats.
They're good, huh? You like them? Because you were going to get regular Ritz crackers, and I said, hey, go get whole wheat.
Get when some we whole wheats, he said to me.
And this is another thing, Bonnie. See, without me, we rented a...
Stop it, Allie. Stop it.
We rented a rug.
She hates the podcast. That's what it is. She's really the voice of the listeners. She's like, oh, Notice when I'm talking, she doesn't do anything. Now go ahead.
We went to the supermarket and rented a rug cleaner. The rug cleaner.
Oh, is that, did you put the right accent on it on the second one?
The rug cleaner. And... Bonnie, it didn't work the way it should have.
I made it work, but...
Not as good as it... You're I supposed like your to, fucking tits like
stop.
That.
Stop.
That's sexy.
Come on.
You're sexy.
Stop. Really.
You're sitting like fucking Bridget Bardot. Go ahead.
My stomach, I got gas. You're hot. Your boobs. I mean, it's like...
She, you know, so the carpet cleaner...
The water didn't come out the way that you
wanted. It too much water.
Yeah, it just would come out all at once. Then you had to like spend an hour soaking
I guarantee
it up.
You didn't know the word dispense. You would have never said dispense.
Nope, I had never heard that word before. Thank
what
you.
What would you have said?
I would have said spitted it out.
Yeah, well, it dispensed too much water.
It spitted it out too much water.
And?
You ever say H2O instead of water?
No.
You ever say agua?
What's agua? Is that like bottled water? Is that Canadian for water?
Yeah, that's Canadian.
Agua? Who the fuck? What the fuck is agua? You're laughing? Oh, that's how babies say water.
You're so dumb, but you won't pull back.
Oh, Aguafina. Aguafina. That's what you're saying.
You will not stop talking in order to be like, let me just pretend I know what it is and move on. No. If I just let you have a little bit of rope, you just you are swinging from a tree right now, buddy.
Yeah? Yeah, at least I know how to do scratch offs. Aguafina water. Or maybe Aguafina stands for something. Probably, right?
Oh my God.
Why would they call
it? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh,
you'll have to find out on Twitter when this comes.
What, agua?
Yeah.
Who cares?
How could you get this far in life?
Oh, nobody ever uses agua as a term for water. No one's ever said, I want a glass of agua.
People say it. People say it all
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yes,
hey,
they
listen.
Do.
How many? I'm making a soup. How many cans of agua do I put in it? Oh. Have you ever heard that on any of the cooking shows?
Yes.
Add 2 cups of agua.
Yep.
Never. Yes. Never.
Yes.
It's never been used in the history of my life.
Yes, it has.
Not in my family. No one's ever said.
No, maybe not in your family.
Or no one I know. And I surround myself with pretty smart, intelligent, you know, socialites. And no one's
How would
ever,
you know?
No one's ever said, hey, would you like a cup of sparkling or flat agua? Yeah, no one. So, but I'm glad you could laugh at my expense when. You know, that's all right.
Keep swinging.
I'm not swinging. I don't care.
Swing for the fences.
Oh, no. Agua. Agua.
Would you care for some agua before you head into the light? Agua!
Yeah. I can't wait to... You know what? I'm going to embarrass you next time we go to a restaurant.
I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to say agua in the restaurant. Everyone will nod and get me water. And then I'll be like, what? That's not what I don't want to
That's
have.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to go, we'll have 3 cups of agua. I'm going to say that.
Oh,
just so
my
you're
God.
Embarrassed.
Don't do it, Rich.
I'm going to do
don't
it.
Don't do it, Rich.
The waitress was really fucking impressed on how we ordered the other day in the restaurant. Because their tuna, like where we go to.
Oh my God. Oh,
what?
My God.
What?
You're hanging on to that. Like, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Rich, I feel bad for you
Why?
Sometimes because this is really how your brain works.
Yeah, she was impressed.
Do you really think she's impressed? They're trying to get tips.
No. They know I'm a big tipper there anyhow.
Do they know that?
Yes. Oh, and
hey, here comes that guy from the 7-Eleven that goes back to re-scratch your box.
Yeah.
You know, the big tipper.
I do. We went out to eat. Oh, we went out to eat.
First of all, Raina didn't like her soup. So the waitress said, oh, I won't put it on. And you go, oh, no, you don't have to do that. I mean, she didn't like it. She ordered it, but, you know,
whatever.
But she didn't like it, so I guess maybe you should.
No, I didn't say it like
you
that.
You were like that. Yes, you were. You
no,
went.
No, I said take it to go. I said take it to go. And Bonnie will eat it at home because it's lentil, and Bonnie likes lentil. And I said, can we get it? And Bonnie goes, no. It was a full bowl. Raina took 2 sips out of it. So I said, take it to go. You can have it later to Bonnie. Bonnie goes, nah. And then the waitress goes, oh, I'll take it off the bill. I said, no, you don't have to. She ordered it. And then she goes, I'll do it. I go, okay. So there. Let's see what you're going to turn that into. Go ahead.
I remember at the time I was like, I can't believe he just did a whole statement about don't do it. Okay, go ahead and do it.
I didn't
Without
say
her
it.
Saying one word.
I
you went
say,
right into a circle.
I didn't say go ahead and do it. I said whatever.
You ended it with, but I mean, she didn't like it. Meaning.
No.
Go ahead. Take it off the bill.
Well. The waitress was very impressed. Here's the deal. We went out to eat last week. I did radio last Tuesday.
Here's the deal.
And I met...
Glug, glug, glug.
Cuban. The Cuban chef. I did radio with him. Very funny guy.
What's his name?
Carl. The Cuban. Carl.
What's his last name?
I don't know his last
Lewis.
Name. Luiz. What is it?
I don't know. Luiz.
So we went to his... he invited everybody at radio that day, Sherrod, Opie, you know.
He said to everyone, hey, come down and Rich.
I said, yeah, we'll come tomorrow night. I'll try.
12 hours was at his restaurant.
No, don't try to be like a fucking listener or a caller. I said, yeah, I would like to take my wife to
dinner. A caller. I remember when you went to go to the radio show and the very next day we went to have.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was my only free day. So I said to him, I'm going to try to see if my wife can go tomorrow. He said, that'd be great. Come down tomorrow. And he didn't say anything about free or this or that. But then at the end, when we're leaving, he goes, anybody comes down, you can eat free. But I was already planning on going because we were off Wednesday night. And I said, it'd be nice to take my wife out to dinner.
Oh my God.
So we went out to a restaurant.
But the thing is like, these are not isolated incidents where you get the deal, which I think is fine.
No.
You should. You should be proud of it. But you won't see yourself as a guy who goes and tries to get a deal. You're
I'm not trying to get a deal.
the reason you went to go to that restaurant was because there was a very good chance, in fact, 100%, since he said it when you were leaving,
nope,
that it was going to be a free meal.
No, because right when he said, come to my restaurant, I said, we'll go tomorrow night. I just wanted to go out to eat. He didn't say anything about free then.
Okay,
right. Okay. There was nothing about free. I just said, I'll take my wife and kid out tomorrow night to eat. We're off. It'll be nice. He was funny on radio. I liked the guy. There was nothing about fucking free. All right, and then at the end of the radio goes, oh, if anybody comes, it's free. Already in my head, I was planning on going. All right, so and then I went to pay, and they said it was free, but I left a pretty fucking nice tip too.
She came back and said,
"You don't have to leave this much." I go, "Don't worry, it's the holidays."
Don't worry,
season.
Sweetheart.
You know,
get yourself a boob job. Start saving up for that. You're gonna need it. Look at you.
I didn't say that.
No.
And the food was delicious. The guy brought us fucking two
it was
tons.
Amazing. Yeah.
Two tons of fucking food. Yeah. You know.
It's really good.
So, anybody that thinks we went there because it's free, I don't give a fuck. I spend money like it's going out of style. All right? I'm a fucking.
You can't in the same pot. You can't. You have to look at yourself.
No.
You have to see the irony in what you're saying, right? I mean, you can really believe that about yourself, but you have to be like, I mean, it doesn't sound like it right now, but.
What are you talking about?
But you, because we told a story about how you drove back to 7-Eleven.
To see if you won bigger than you did.
Okay, right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying.
That's not being cheap. Go ahead. I know what you're saying. That's fucking.
I'm saying have a little bit of a sense of humor about yourself and the way that you are. You're so rigid. No, I'm not. I still want a gravestone. Where are they gonna come cry? They're so sad that I'm gone. Sell my clubs on eBay.
No, I should give them to Ben. Like, you don't even listen right there.
I know. You said give them to Ben. I was just being funny. God.
Anybody that
you just like went through about money and everything, and then I don't care about money.
No, but I don't want to be fucking ripped off.
Okay, I get that. No one's saying that's wrong. Is it, you have no, you don't. Is there any comedy in your own self that you see? Is it complete? Have I been wrong this whole time, and you actually don't see any of it? Like, you don't know what makes you funny. Is that true?
I know what makes me funny.
What is it?
I'm a genius.
Okay, you really think that the fact that you call yourself a genius is what makes you funny. Do you not see that?
I don't
care. I'm not denying that you're not a genius, but I'm just saying, like, you don't get it, I don't think, about
yourself. I get
yourself.
Everything about myself.
No,
yes, I don't.
Even that.
Yes, I
even
do.
That.
What are you kidding me? Of course I get myself.
Do you?
Yes, I do. You? Yes.
Do you get why you're funny on stage?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people get me and they fucking, I'm like the everyday guy. I'm so relatable.
I think people think that you're mocking the kind of New Jersey character that you are.
No.
No, exactly. No. You're not. You're straight up that guy.
No, I was
funny. But I think a lot of people are laughing because they're like when you went to Amsterdam, people laugh because they were like, this is exactly what we think an aggressive American is like.
I killed in Amsterdam.
That's right. They liked that character. They thought it was a funny character. I don't think they realized.
No.
That's right. But it would be like if a British guy with bad teeth.
I don't have
did
bad
all
teeth.
Like stereotypes that other people thought about England. We'd be laughing.
I'm just a fucking dude. That's all. I'm a dude.
That's right.
You know, fuck. 3 more minutes. We're only doing 45. I got to lay down. What are we going to have to eat? You going to whip something up? You whip stuff up quick. Oh, I know what I'm going to have. I'm going to have a salmon sandwich.
All I have to do, folks, you never have to say to Rich, talk it out. If he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they'd never say, you need to talk it out.
Have me a salmon. Bonnie made some fucking good, whipped up some salmon last night, and some asparagus. Is that what that? Yeah. What else?
Spinach.
Why do you put so much butter? Why
there's
you
no butter?
Butter
in any of it? Zero.
I know. I just want to hear you say that. There's no butter. And you left out that big tube of butter yesterday.
That's margarine.
Yeah, you left it out, so it go bad.
So it go bad?
And another thing Bonnie did. Okay.
Okay. No, because I think this is important that they also hear.
Yeah, so there's another.
In the ways that I'm wrong.
Yeah, so Bonnie.
I left out the margarine. One.
One. Doesn't care. Doesn't pay attention to stuff like that.
No.
Because margarine, you know, hey, margarine goes on, it grows on trees.
I got another one in the freezer.
It grows on trees. Then last week, not last week, what's today? Today's Wednesday. I think Monday. I went to Staples. I spent $70 on fucking ink. And don't worry,
boy,
I spent money.
That's where they get you.
I don't care. I mean, you know, it is. You need it. You need it.
Oh, my God. Now you're doing it.
I'm saying you need it, so I spend $70.
Yeah, but you're not. I'm making it funny right now. You would have just let that go. Like,
what?
See? You're saying
they get you with the ink?
No, but you're saying, like, I don't care about $70 because I pointed out before that it's
not
like
just
you
saying,
care about money.
I don't care about money, but I said to you, I don't like.
I know what you're doing.
I don't like to get ripped off.
It's like so transparent.
No, I don't like to get ripped off, and $70 for ink is a ripoff.
Yeah.
But you got to do it. So I got to do it.
But I said before you left, I go, I'm positive I got ink.
You never said it.
Yes, and then you said no, that was for the old one. And I was like, was it? It was for the new one.
Well, then I go get the fucking
but
ink.
But I was
for
cleaning
$70.
I didn't have time to stop and help you.
And then yesterday I go, what's in this bag? She goes, I don't know. She goes, oh, I bought ink.
I ordered it.
Okay, anybody that orders ink, take it out of the bag and tell their husband so they can go buy more ink.
I did.
And
where
you
thing.
Order it, it's, last time you tried to order that fake ink stuff.
No, I ordered it from Staples because they didn't have it. So they ordered it for me, basically.
Whatever. We got so much fucking ink now.
We are swimming in ink.
And then I have two extra cartridges of ink that we never opened. I would love to give to somebody. Because that's probably worth about $40 or $50. I don't want to just throw them out.
If you now die from some kind of ink accident, that would make this podcast really good. It would tie everything up.
We have some Canon ink. I got to give it. Who can I get? You know what?
If you were printing up a flyer for your golf clubs and somehow died inhaling that ink, then I would... What do you call it? Burn you?
Cremate me?
Cremate you? No plaque? I'll say to your girls, here's your father's watch. I pulled off him. I punched out a cop to get it back. And when you feel sad and want to talk to him, you talk to that watch.
There's another watch upstairs next to my bed. The Swiss
Army
one.
Give that one to Ellen.
You can't give Jessica a fucking $10,000 watch and Ellen a $400 watch.
Ellen will have that watch. That'll be the only $10,000 watch that Jessica ever gets. So Ellen will have 20 of them in a couple
give
of
Ellen,
weeks.
Then give Ellen my wedding ring.
Okay.
And the watch.
And then I'll say, you want to think about your father. You don't have to go. I'm actually doing them a favor. I go, you don't have to drive to the middle of New Jersey, some fucking plot. You just look at the watch, the ring. Do your tears.
Good. Do whatever you want. Just
right?
Keep your way through things in life.
What about if they need to cry while staring at my name on a plaque?
All right. Anything you want to plug? I returned those one sneakers. I'm going to return those too.
This is the portion of the podcast we talk about things we'll return. And Rich Voss, he's got a doozy. What are you returning today, Rich?
That pair. I returned a pair already.
Is it the purple ones?
I returned those already.
Oh, don't return those ones.
Huh?
Those are cute.
Yeah, but I got a pair like that. I don't know. You'll make that decision. I'll show you the other pair.
No, I don't
clothes.
Need to look.
You do.
I don't.
You help me.
You know what? You spend so much fucking time making... Trying to make me this shirt or this shirt, these shoes or these shoes.
You spend way more time. You put on four fucking outfits a night, and I got to go through all of them.
That's not true. Not at all.
Oh, are you
all.
Kidding
Complete
me?
Complete fabrication, folks. 100% a lie. Did I do any of it yesterday? How about the day before? How about the
day
before that?
Last
How about the day
night,
before
whenever
that?
We go
How
out.
How about the day before that? How about the day before that?
Oh, I guarantee tonight you're going to go through three outfits because.
I don't ask you about all of them. I ask you about the end one.
No. Okay.
It happens.
A little self-awareness.
Once in a blue moon.
A little self-awareness.
You do it every day when you're packing. Does this go with this? Does this go with this? Does this go with this? Does this go with this?
All right. Listen, folks, if you're buying on Amazon, go to amazon.richvoss.com. You can still order my CD 5 on iTunes or 141 IQ or Still Empty Inside. Hopefully this isn't my last podcast. Anything you want to say? How's your book doing? You hit the quota. You should be making money.
I was very close to hitting the quota, but I don't know if I hit it.
I heard you again on Sirius. You know what they play of yours on Sirius? It's old, but
I only have old stuff. I gotta. Why don't I do something?
The garage door.
Oh God, so embarrassing.
I take Spanish every morning from 7 to 9. Hmm. But where did is that? Where they taped in D.C. and they play that?
Yeah.
Listen, folks, this weekend I'll be at the Stand and the Cellar, and I'll talk to you later. And keep your fingers crossed that I make the 1,000 top comedians this year. I'm hoping to God that I make the 1,000.
What's the guy's name? Zach Broussard.
Zach something. He did his 1,000 list, and I'm just...
You know it's a joke. Say you know it's a joke. I know it's a joke.
You know what's a joke?
1,000 comedians list.
No, I'm trying to get it. Hopefully I'm on it this year.
You know it's a joke, right?
I'll see you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.